free service.
Oh, hi, Alonzo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Thanks for calling me back.
Of course.
Okay, so a couple of things real quick. My Google guarantee fell off, and I was wondering, because I was told that one account had nothing to do with the other. Because the one account isn't paid, did that affect the Google guarantee?
I'm not sure. I don't handle that. I was just calling about the payment. So you're right. For the actual local optimization on Google, that package has been past due since January 14th. But I see your last payment for your leads on the Google guaranteed went through on December 28th. So I would imagine that one is probably past due also because it's past January 28th, you know?
Hold on a second. Yeah, Ashley. Get him for a minute. I'm on the business call.
All right.
Okay. Tina, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so wait a minute. I thought Google Guarantee was more like pay per click until you run out of money for what you prepaid. You don't have to pay again until it's to you out of the budget that you set. That's not true?
So it's a newer program, and I don't believe that that's true. I believe what happens is you have a set monthly budget with the Google Guaranteed, and let's say that you only take on 5 leads, but the minimum monthly budget that we have is 13 leads. So the next month, you would just replenish those 5 leads that you used. So you still have to pay.
So they roll over?
Yeah, it kind of works like an escrow account. That's the way that I was explained it, that, you know, you're supposed to take on 13 leads a month, but if for some reason you don't, then the next month you don't. It's not like you don't pay until the remainder is used. You still have to pay to fill up the amount that you used, if that makes sense. So if you took 5 leads, then you have to. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's okay, Alonzo.
Let's just hypothetically say, okay, so it's $15 a lead, and for that month, I use $60 worth of leads. So I need to replace the $60, or need to buy the whole pack? Oh, just the $60.
Yeah, you just replenish what you use, but let's say that $60 gave you 4 leads. So it's not like, oh, well, I still have 9 more leads in there and they're not going to charge me until those 9 are, you know, we're going to charge you each month to replenish the leads that were used that month. So I see the last charge that they gave you was $261. So that must have been for the monthly budget, right?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's what I saw went through on December 28th. So I'm trying to get someone from that department to respond just so that they'll be able to talk to you. But in the meantime, I just wanted to double check on the other section of the program that has website.
My wife's beeping. Hold on 1 second, Tina. Don't hang up.
Yes. No, I won't.
Okay, Tina, I'm sorry about that.
Yes, yeah, no problem. So I was saying the other portion of the program is what I was calling about, which includes the website, the first page placement on Google and Bing, all of the directories, and the mobile optimization. And I know last we spoke, I had offered you to do that program and to remove the Google ads and just charge you $149, but I wasn't sure if that's the route you wanted to go or if you wanted to keep the ads on there and still stick with the $249 package.
Well, it'd probably be better right now to go with the lesser package until things pick up. I mean, it's pretty slow, but that's expected because it is considered my off-season. You know, once February is over, March, things is going to be getting back to normal. So for now, if we can downgrade that package to the package for the 149, that would work out better. And then also, is it just as simple as repaying for the ads I used on Google Guarantee so it can go back up, or I would have to
exactly
the department? Oh, really?
So Perry is responding. We have a little group chat that we were trying to get someone to talk to you, and he said that he's going to call you as soon as he reviews the notes. So that's probably what he's looking into right now, exactly how many leads were used, so that he knows how much to replenish. So he'll call you back shortly regarding that, because he already responded. And then for the 149, the card that we have on file is no good. Is there a different credit card that you wanted to put on here?
Yeah. Let me give you the new card, but okay, don't run it tomorrow, please.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. No problem. So I'll put the card in now, and tomorrow I'll process the 149. And then if there's another payment due for the Google Guarantee, then you can discuss that with Perry when he calls you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Let me give you that card number. I'm ready when you are.
Sure. Okay, go ahead. I have the billing in front of me. I can type it in now.
4427.
Okay.
3225.
Got it.
3403.
Okay.
3407.
3407?
Yeah, that's the last four number.
Excellent. Okay, and expiration?
0228.
228, and then the code on the back?
509.
509. Okay, and it's still the Longview Street for the billing address, correct?
Yeah, the zip code, everything else the same.
Okay, perfect. So I put the card in here. I will process it in the morning. And Perry already responded to me that he'll be calling you. So just stand by. He'll be calling you. We usually say within one business day, but since he's responding, I'm thinking he's going to call you right away. We're open for another hour. But if not, no later than tomorrow, okay?
Okay, let him know that this stupid phone, sometimes it goes straight to voicemail, and they'll call me right back, and I'll get it.
Okay, let me ask him real quick, can I transfer? I don't know if he's still reviewing the notes or if he, or will you call back? Okay, and I'll put him. Okay, he says, no, I can't transfer, so he'll be calling back. Okay, he confirmed he'll call you back, so I'll let him know that if, you know, for some reason it goes to your voicemail to call right back, okay?
All right, thanks. Oh, Tina, one last thing.
Yes.
Remember you was working with me and my cousin on her pest control ad?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, you referred your cousin to us, right?
Yeah, she never got that Google thing with the code in the mail.
Oh, let me send this note to Perry, and then let me look up her account. I can see if enough time has gone by to send another one. So I'm just putting, he's requesting when you call. He has issues with his voicemail, so if it goes to voicemail, call again a second time. Okay, I just let him know, that way I don't forget to write that note later.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you know, my daughter had that on her phone for some reason, and it's the weirdest thing. She put it on Do Not Disturb. And now, even though she took it off of Do Not Disturb, it's still like that. The first time I call her, it'll go to voicemail, and then the second time it goes through. And I told her to call T-Mobile and try to get, because I'm sure they know how to get it off, but it's been like that for like 3 months now. Everybody that calls her has to hang up and call right back. So. Yeah, and she's 21, but she's not assertive enough to call them. She's just like, no, I'll figure it out. I'm like, I'm telling you, it'll take probably 2 minutes. If you call them, they'll fix it for you, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but okay, so I got that note over. And then give me your friend's business name again, or the business phone number if you have it.
Okay, let me see. Okay, so that number is going to be I believe it's 878-2210, 313. 878-2210.
2210, okay.
If that's not it, it must be her other number.
Okay, let's just see if anything comes up. No, it didn't come
it.
Up.
That's not
okay.
It. I got the number here.
Okay.
So the right number is
313-812-1758.
Okay. Okay, I found it, Kenya. Do I need to call her? No.
Let me just double check. Oh, I don't think she needed the postcard because it says that she added us as a manager to her Google listing and the Google listing optimization is complete. So when we bring a new client on board, if they already have a Google listing, then we just have them add us as a manager to the one that they have, and we start optimizing it to show on the first page. So her Google mm-hmm. listing is already published and verified, so she doesn't need a postcard. But one thing I would recommend, and I'm going to send her an email that will help her with this. So if you talk to her, let her know that it'll be in her inbox. Is the Google listing is like a big blank page right now. There's no reviews on there. So I want her to get a couple of 5-star reviews. So I'm going to send her an email.
Is it on Google right now?
Yeah, it's already published on Google. I'm looking at it right now. It says K&K Affordable Pest Control.
Okay,
and then
and
here.
What does she rank at?
Let me look here. So it's showing me that her account is just beginning to rank on the first page because remember it takes 30 to 45 days. So she's been found already 27 times. And she's had 207 clicks to the images that we have on her Google listing. So people are starting to find her. Let me see if she's in a ranking position. Her account, by the way, is also under suspension. So I just want to double check and see if there's a payment due or what's going on there. Okay, and I'm looking for it. Let's see. So she's not ranking under pest control as of right now, but that just could be because of the problem with the suspension. So it looks like she's having a couple of days late on her payment. So what happens is Google changes the algorithms daily, and what happens is when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done on it. So that could be affecting her because she's brand new and she's just starting to rank on the first page now. So
Can you screenshot it and send it to me?
Yeah, I'll screenshot it for sure. I'll also send you a copy of the review generator email that I sent to her because you can go in there and you can give her a 5-star rating too. That'll help her. So I'll send you this.
I sure will.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you click on the link in there, it'll take you to the Google listing. And then, so this is going to be instructions to Kenya as to how she can get reviews, but I'm going to send it to you just so that you can help her. And then I'll go back to, here, your email's still in here. Alonzo King and then the 40s@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So I'll send this to you. So basically, in the bottom of this email, there's going to be a little line that says, click here to leave a review, all you have to do is click that box and it'll take you to her Google listing and you can put in a 5-star rating for her, okay?
Okay.
Okay, learn how to get more reviews. Okay, so that one will be in your inbox, and then don't get confused when it comes because it's the review generator email for her. Have I sent this to you before for your business? Because I can trigger that to go out too.
Nope, I don't think you have yet.
Okay, I'll send one for you too, so you'll see the difference because yours will say Dear Alonzo King and hers will say Dear Kenya Frost. So you'll see which one is meant for your business.
I didn't get the email for her. Can you just screenshot it and text it to me?
Yep, I'll screenshot it. I can't send a screenshot through a text, but I can send it on your email. So
no, here it though. Dear Kenya.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Yeah, so at the bottom, see under that line, it'll say, Dear Valued Customer. So that's the part she's supposed to copy and paste and send to some of her past and present clients. But if you click on the link in that bottom portion, it'll take you to her Google listing.
Okay, let me see.
Mm-hmm. And then you can go in there and you can put in the 5-star review for her. And then you're doing very well with the reviews. You have 43 reviews on yours, but I just sent you a second email that's hyperlinked up to your Google listing. So that way you'll have one to help her out, and you'll have another one for your company too.
Okay. So where do I click in to see her thing? With
at the bottom of the email, do you see where it says Dear Valued Customer, and then
yeah.
It says click here to leave a review.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you click that link, it will take you to her Google listing for the K&K Affordable Pest Control. So it'll open up automatically to the review form. So you can plug in the 5 stars and write something nice. If you automatically clicked out of it, you can also just go under her Google listing and click on write a review, and it will open that box up again.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, so under the website, save, call, and her phone number, if you keep going down, it'll say reviews. Be the first to review, and then there's a button there. Write a review.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you click on that, it'll give you the opportunity to put in that 5-star rating and write something nice about her.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I sent you the same exact email, but that's hyperlinked for your company.
Okay, I'm trying to. Okay, I'll figure it out. Share details.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll go through. Sometimes when you post a Google review, it doesn't go up there instantly. So if you post it and you don't see it right away, don't panic. Probably by tomorrow it'll publish. But if you have any problems with it, just let Perry know when he calls you, okay?
Okay, and he's going to be calling me any moment now.
Well, he said he would call you back. He just had another call that he had to make first, so I'm assuming that you're, like, second in his queue. So, like I said, we always say within one business day, just in case his call goes, you know, past the 4 o'clock hour. We're in California, so it would be 7 o'clock your time. Then he'd have to log off and call you tomorrow, but he did say that he'll call you right back.
Okay. So on her K&K thing, her phone number is listed.
Yeah, is that the way she wants it?
Yeah, she wants the phone number on the ad, you know, so people can call her.
Okay. No, the reason I asked is when you said, oh, her phone number is listed, I thought you meant she wanted to put a different line on there, like a secondary line or something.
Mm-mm. I'm just...
No, okay. Yeah, her phone number is up there it's published, but it's also on a click-to-call feature. So if people look her up from their smartphone, they can click to call her. They don't actually have to dial the number.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Alonzo. It's always nice talking to you. So have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
All right, you do the same.
Great, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.